Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
So here with us from Perth is Natalie Lane. She's the representative of Australia and the winner of Miss Bikini Philippines 2017. Congratulations, Natalie, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, how did you prepare for this competition?
So as soon as I found out I was joining Bikini Philippines, my head just went into complete exercise and clean eating mode. I really wanted to be the best version of myself that I could be for this competition, but I only had a few months to prepare. So I did the best that I could in the time frame that I had by just eating clean, working out, staying focused and just trying to live a healthy lifestyle and just focusing on being the best healthy me that I could be for this competition.
So how many months did you prepare before the competition?
About 2 to 3 months. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
Okay,
yeah.
So why did you choose this pageant, Natalie?
It was actually during the time I was in Brisbane. I was accepting a Youth Achiever Award. And a lady approached me and she just simply asked me if I wanted to join. So we exchanged numbers and obviously I continued to talk to her and find out more about the pageant and what it's all about. And then, yeah, I just made the decision to go ahead and join, mostly just for experience and exposure. I didn't really expect to win at all. But yeah, it was just sort of, it was very last minute and I was like, yeah, why not? I'll give it a go.
And you won.
And I was crazy.
Because I heard that there's like 200 other aspirants and 24 other ladies in the finals. But what do you think is your edge that made you won the competition?
Honestly, I have no idea. Out of those beautiful girls, like, they had so much more time to prepare than me. They're all beautiful. But I went in, like I said before, I went into this competition not really expecting to win. I kind of went for the experience and then the exposure. So, yeah, definitely did not expect to win at all. But I guess that night there was just something about me that shined.
You're very lovely.
maybe that was it, but yeah. It must have been something.
There are different reasons, Natalie, why ladies join pageants. There are ladies who join it because they were bullied when they were young. If you heard about Miss Malaysia, right? She has a lot of moles and she wants to serve as an inspiration to others. Then there are also people or ladies who are joining, fighting for their advocacies. So you told me a while ago that you don't really have any reasons at all to join this competition. But why did you still say yes?
I think because when a lot of girls, they think of beauty, they think of models or pageant queens or actresses or singers. But to be honest, I think that true beauty comes from within. And I know we hear it everywhere, right? But it's so true. It's what's inside that makes a person truly beautiful. And I think me being from a small town in Perth, you know, practically being a no one, I just wanted to show that, you know, if you set your mind to something and you achieve goals, you set goals, that you can really sort of achieve those goals, you know. No goal is too big or too small. If you want something, you go out there and you do it and you get it. So that's probably a reason why I joined as well.
But are you planning to join big competitions as well in the future, like the big international pageants?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm actually off to Korea early October to represent the Philippines in Miss Global Beauty. And I'm also off to China in December to represent the Philippines in Miss Bikini International. So those two pageants are big international pageants for me. And they come as a duty for me as Miss Bikini Philippines 2017. So that's very exciting. But I'm definitely keen to be joining other pageants here and there and hopefully getting more modelling jobs here in Australia, in the Philippines, abroad, just hoping to expand my career a lot.
But what do you want to be, a beauty queen or a model?
I think...
Or both?
In my head, I'm like, both would be amazing.
Definitely.
But either one is just as better as the other.
Okay, sure. So what are your tips for women? I know you're very young, but what are your tips for them in order for them to stay fit?
I think to start stay fit, you've got to have a strong mind and don't give in easily. But as soon as you get into the routine of exercising and clean eating, I promise you, you will feel a lot different. You will have more energy and just feel, I guess, healthy. I think me being so young, I've just recently got into the whole, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, exercising, eating healthy, because I'm not going to lie, before that, I love my McDonald's, I love my junk food, I loved everything, you know, typical mm-hmm. teenager, right?
Yeah, you're 19, so it's okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Typical teenager, but, you know, I still love my chocolate, I still love my treats every here and there, but definitely since I've been doing pageants, I've been wanting to get fit and healthy and live a healthier lifestyle, and by doing so, it's really changed my life, and I feel a lot more energetic every day, mm-hmm. I feel a lot more healthier, so I think you just have to have a strong mind and don't give in easily. It is very hard, it is.
But Natalie, I'm curious to know, do you have any trainer right now? Like, you know, someone who's assisting you with all this, you know, keeping yourself fit because you're going to join the competition, two competitions in October and then December. So how are you preparing?
So I have a close friend and she's actually a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So she's the one who helped me out to prepare for Miss Bikini Philippines. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. So she helped me, you know, train in the gym. She helped me with my diet. And she'll continue to help me as well for the rest of the time that I'm preparing for the next two competitions.
Well, I hope you win. Yeah. So we were able to know you, Natalie, as the Miss Bikini Philippines 2017. But what do you want us to know more about you?
So obviously, I am Miss Bikini Philippines 2017, and I want everyone to know that I am very thankful and I am very blessed for these experiences and opportunities. I want everyone to continue to support me, follow me on social media, support me there and pray for me. But I just want everyone to also know that, you know, I don't let any of this get to my head. I'm still a very humble girl. I love doing everyday things. I love shopping. I love dancing. Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to know how thankful I am. And if anyone ever, you know, wanted to talk or wanted to learn more about my experience or gain any advice or tips, feel free to, you know, find me on social media and give me a message, and I'd be happy to have a chat with them.
Wow, that's great. So, Natalie, what would you say to young ladies like you who equates beauty with the models or beauty queens they see in media?
Well, when a lot of girls think of beauty, I guess they think of, you know, pageant queens, singers, mm-hmm. like I said before. But yeah, we hear it everywhere, you know, like it's what's on the inside that matters. But it really is what's on the inside that makes a person truly beautiful. I think if you have a beautiful soul and a beautiful personality, mm-hmm. that's going to shine through no matter what age, shape, size, race. It's the inner beauty that makes one beautiful, and everyone is beautiful in their own way. So just your inner personality, that makes you, like, beautiful.
All right. It had been a roller coaster ride for you, Natalie, for mm-hmm. sure, because you did the pageant and everything. So how are you enjoying your title now?
It's still so unreal to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be scrolling, like, through Facebook or on YouTube, and, you know, Miss Bikini Philippines will pop up, and, you know, I'm like, oh, that's me. Like,
surreal.
It's so unreal.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the video the other day, it popped up of, like, the crowning moment when mm-hmm. they, like, call out, you know, and Miss Bikini Philippines 2017 is, and they called my name, and the reaction I had on stage was the reaction I had when I was watching it. I was like, oh, my God, no way, that's me. It's still so unreal, but it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I've got to meet and talk to so many interesting people. Mm-hmm. I've got to attend lots of fun events. I'm definitely planning on hopefully going back to the Philippines soon.
Okay.
Because, you know, obviously as Miss Bikini Philippines 2017, I have, like, shoots and promotions to do over there.
Yeah.
So I'll just be focusing on preparing myself for upcoming pageants.
Who knows? You'll be a celebrity as well.
I hope so.
You're going to be an actress, a dramatic actress. But you want as well, Natalie, to become a dramatic actress in the Philippines?
I would love to. I think that'd be awesome.
Okay, so that's my last question, Natalie. Mm-hmm. How do you define a modern Filipina?
So, a modern Filipina. To me, I think a modern Filipina is a very strong, outspoken person. She stands her ground and is firm. us Filipinas are firm, right? Which is good, though, because it means she knows what she wants and she'll strive to reach her goals. A modern Filipina, she's happy and she has a beautiful soul. Mm-hmm. I feel like she would want to make her family proud and be successful. But, yeah, just firm, strong, outspoken, beautiful soul, very family-oriented, wanting to make her family proud. And I think that, to me, is a modern Filipina.
Miss Natalie Lane, thank you so much for that very beautiful answer.
No worries.
And I just hope and pray for your success.
Hope so. Bring all those crowns home.
Yeah, bring all those crowns home. All right. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.